It's incredibly ambitious. This is the very first time that four councils in the country have come together to form a larger district council. It would be the largest district council in the country. It's an incredibly complicated and ambitious task, but definitely one that's well worth us considering. There's some real great opportunities from this. It provides a real strategic overhaul of East Kent. It gives borders that work very well with the other public sectors, the NHS, police, and our business community. East Kent is an economy in itself, and the report really demonstrates that, and fitting one council across the whole economy should work fantastically well. It gives a really strong voice to speak for the whole of East Kent rather than several councils with slightly differing messages. And let's be quite honest, yes, it quite clearly will save quite a lot of council tax money. I think Kent is very diverse, and I think we sometimes forget how different the different parts of Kent are. North Kent looks towards the Thames Gateway and towards London. A lot of West Kent, again, they look towards London and they have their corridor. East Kent sometimes feels different, and it is that different place. It's a very different, self-contained economy with very different needs, and trying to have one solution for the whole of Kent isn't the right way to go. So East Kent, very similar, very coherent place, and working together will only be good for our economy. There are lots of different ways the council tax could be set. Some have some increases, some don't. They all have different levels of savings. What we need to do is find a rate that will work best for all councils, but also for the council tax players, to make sure that their services are being delivered as they expect. I understand people have busy lives. This is not one of the most important things for them to worry about. But we very much hope that people will take an interest in this. But the main thing we're concerned about is offering a really good service for our residents. And that's sits front and centre of this whole process. And if our councils look at it and think this is the very best way that we can serve our residents, then I think that's how we'll move forward.